Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House voting to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. The vote was tight, even with the arrival of Republican leader Steve Scalise, who has been away for cancer treatments. The numbers in the House of Representatives even narrower as New York Democrat Tom Suozzi wins the seat held by the now disgraced George Santos. Suozzi, after his GOP opponent, Mazie Pillip, conceded.
There are divisions in our country where people can't even talk to each other. All they can do is yell and scream at each other. And that's not the answer to the problems we face in our country.
The driver of a car that crashed into a hospital emergency room in Austin, Texas, killed last night. Five other people at the hospital were hurt, two of them children. They're trying to figure out why it happened. Palestinians have begun evacuating another hospital in another town. This time it's Khan Yunis in the south, following weeks of heavy fighting there. This is ABC News. A Wisconsin man under arrest in Florida accused of kidnapping a 13-year-old girl from South Carolina. Police say 35-year-old Tyler Berklicht met the girl online and they communicated through a chat service and gaming app. They were found at a shopping center in Key Largo, Florida. A technical glitch this morning, the launch of a new lunar lander to be pushed back now.
The Nova C lunar lander was built by Intuitive Machines of Houston with a clear mission.
We are going to begin to show that we can affordably and sustainably deliver payloads to the lunar surface for NASA.
Company co-founder Tim Crane says future deliveries will include
food, supplies, power nodes for the Artemis crew.
The next people to set foot on the moon. The next possible launch of the robotic lander comes early tomorrow morning. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And we're saying goodbye to a guy who may have changed breakfast forever. Bill Post, often credited as the inventor of the Pop-Tart, has died. He spent decades working with Keebler and Kellogg's. He was 96. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wayeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the legislature Tuesday afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill and that would effectively close the maps lawsuit before the state Supreme Court. The new maps would place six incumbent state senators and 15 state representatives in the same district ahead of this fall's elections. Local election officials in Wisconsin are preparing for safe and secure voting this year, but some say the state should do more to meet the growing demand for absentee and early voting.
The funding that we receive from the state and from the federal government hasn't increased to accommodate any of that.
Mayor Beth Witzel-Bell is the city clerk in Madison. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the country. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State 62-54. Stephen Krall, A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler 78-72. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. The Bucks losing again, this time at home against the Miami Heat, the final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more, the second since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. Baseball in Arizona. Some teams reporting on this Valentine's Day. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, has pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow. After Freddy Peralta, who else has left?
We lost Burns and Woodruff, and Wade Miley, the cagey veteran, this guy's real comfortable out in that circle, and he impacts other people. I think we're going to be competitive.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to 45 for a high this afternoon with a nice light breeze from the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, some rain, eventually mixing with snow late tonight. Our low down to 31 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then mostly sunny. And it will be cooler tomorrow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Yeah. Take it away, boys.
And the talk is cheap. See my paycheck?
This is a problem.
Yeah, it's a John and Gordy Show.
That's what it is.
What do you expect? And then Catherine Lake is here in the studio as our guest today.
Yeah. Good morning.
Thought you'd just come in and have a coffee with us.
Too much testosterone in here between you and Sam. The two of you and Sam, it is too much. You need some girl talk.
The testosterone is in that room with Sam because he's so worried. He's so worried about Valentine's Day. No reservations. Come on, Sam.
What have you
why
done?
Why do you keep accusing me of this?
Did you do that? Did you not have a reservation?
No, I did. I reserved a place like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Really?
Where are you going?
Yeah. Can you tell us?
A place called Buck and Honey's.
Which
one? Sun Prairie or
I think the Sun
Manona?
Prairie one.
Oh, there's
yeah.
two?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
We went to the Monona Buck and Honey's, and it's fantastic. It's right on the river. And it's just gorgeous. It's a great place to go. They had, the night we went there, we had the special, which was a Louisiana pizza. Was that good? It was so
How do they
good.
Do it? How does Louisiana do it?
Spicy with shrimp.
Oh.
Just a fantastic pizza.
Yeah, that's not pizza.
Making me hungry.
No, you can put anything on pizza. You can put pineapple shrimp. And
no,
fruits
pineapple.
On.
I like
pineapple on pizza. I agree.
Yeah, I like pineapple.
Pineapple and ham, which goes together anyway.
Canadian Hawaiian. Bacon.
Putting that on a pizza is just fantastic. Yeah. Look, I was against that myself.
Okay.
I was thinking, you don't put fruit,
right.
fruit
on a pizza.
Until you've tried it, though.
But
it's
now,
really good, actually.
Yeah. I reconciled that.
Valentine's Day weather today. It's going to be beautiful all day long. What a great day for Valentine's Day. 20 degrees this morning, mid-40s this afternoon. It's going to be wonderful. All day long.
Hearts and
Happy
arrows.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what day is today? Is today Wednesday?
Yes.
Didn't I hear there was going to be snow tonight or no?
I think that's it's tomorrow changed. Night.
Yes, oh, it's tomorrow night.
Now? Oh, it is tomorrow.
So. It's shifted.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
But it doesn't
some
matter.
Weatherman.
Well,
you
do I look? Come on.
Look,
I retired from that whole world.
He's really given up.
You're not retired from it anymore. You're on the radio,
he's trying to go cold turkey.
We have
here.
Our own meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, does a fine job, and I could not hold
abdicating.
A candle to her.
Yeah, right? We're blaming her for any bad weather.
Exactly.
That we have.
Oh, that's what you do. You blame the weatherman.
Yes. That's it. That's the job.
That's the
why
messenger.
It comes with the job.
That's why he's disclaiming any relation whatsoever to weather at this point.
Tired of it. Tired of the blame.
Except the research that we put into the roulette. Weather wheel.
Oh, gosh, yes.
It took a long time to coordinate the exact temperatures with the marble.
We're still workshopping the weather roulette wheel. Yeah. It hasn't been perfected yet.
We've put it on a few times. Yeah. It's been amazingly
accurate. Not accurate at all, but we'll go with that.
All right.
Okay.
Did you just wave to the bus?
It's great, isn't it? It's the foggy geezer.
The two of you guys.
It's
just
the foggy geezer
the
beer truck.
Like,
he goes by here every Wednesday morning
friend.
At this time. Yeah, we wave at him. He waves
Does he
back.
Wave? Did he wave back?
Yes, he did.
You lie.
Okay.
You can't see him from here.
One day.
Nobody knows.
He'll stop
we're here.
And bring up some
beer.
What is it?
Beer
foggy
for breakfast.
Geezer?
Foggy geezer. I just think that's such a great name.
It is. It is.
It's who you are.
Okay. We didn't have to go there, but thanks.
Like, I've got a really shocking story. Right?
Okay. Let's hear it.
I want to freak everybody out this morning. This is the part of the program where we get down and gritty.
This is the big story of the day.
Most people will not believe this. I had a hard time believing this story.
It's about UFOs? What is it?
It's worse. It has to do with the MAGAs at the Capitol.
Oh, no.
The GOP bill would eliminate a state program. This is just hard to believe. A state program that encourages businesses and local governments to be more environmentally sustainable. And it would block Wisconsin communities from joining efforts.
Okay, Why? Say that again.
Why?
It would block them. Again, this is a bill that... that repeals environmentally sustainable laws
in Wisconsin
and practices, and it's blocking local communities from joining in this program.
And why would they do this?
Because it's part of the United Nations climate goals.
Really?
And you know the United Nations just an evil empire that wants to create a global government and control all of us and take away our laws in the United States. This is sheer paranoia, just ridiculous. And now they're going to govern the state based on their paranoid fantasies. This is three Republican state reps introduced legislation to end the voluntary Green Tier program and an environmental compliance audit program. Both programs are overseen by the DNR, and they hate the DNR. The bill's authors said in a memo they seek to address concerns about the United Nations 2030 agenda. My head is just breaking.
Mine is breaking.
This has sparked concerns. This is a quote. This has sparked concerns about the disruptive nature of this initiative, the memo states. Really?
Why would we want to help the environment?
Disruptive nature? I guess the United Nations woke program is just not for the Republicans in our state legislature. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Dem Representative Katrina Shanklin said it wouldn't just repeal the Green Tier program, but it would also restrict towns, villages, cities, counties from engaging in agreements related to the 2030 agenda. It seems like eroding local control, doesn't it?
Does sound like
just
that.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Like that.
I'm a little baffled by this. I can't understand why any politician would get behind anything anti-green.
Right.
Anti-environment. Mm-hmm. Isn't this settled law that we are ruining the earth? Well, humans are a pestilence. We are a pestilence. We have broken it.
The GOP eliminating this program blew your mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This might just do it.
Actually, I might actually explode
now. Don't even try to drink your coffee at this point.
Okay.
Warning.
Fair.
Warning.
Scott Walker. Yeah. Directed the DNR to increase participation in this program in 2012. I am not kidding you.
I really am stunned. Yeah.
So this is
13
how far,
years ago.
This is how far the Republican Party has gone
drifted.
Backward.
Backwards.
Oh, my God.
They're in reverse. Yeah.
Laura Suckup, manager of the DNR's sustainability and business support section, said she hadn't heard any local governments talk about the United Nations agenda at all. They were just doing this for their own benefit. They weren't doing this because the United Nations had this agenda.
Of course.
In fact, around 50 companies with 166 facilities and 35 local governments are taking part in the program that the Republicans want to eliminate and block.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I have an example here. Bayfield Mayor Gordy Ringberg said the UN
sounds like
goals,
a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah, friendly guy. Said the UN goals, by the way, I know who to go to when you're gone.
Yeah, okay. Oh, thanks. Am I leaving soon? I might leave right now.
Said the UN goals aren't at the forefront of their community efforts to make environmental improvements. Get that? Wow, no
shocking.
Kidding, really?
Yeah.
The eco-municipality has benefited by working through the program to reduce energy and save money. Ringberg pointed to the installation of solar panels at its sewage plant and timing its drinking water pumps to run at night.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do better on our own. We're trying to save money for the city, Ringberg said. It doesn't hurt to live in a clean place.
Yeah. Can you believe somebody actually has
to
say that?
It doesn't hurt
right?
to live in a clean place.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear that, Sam?
Where the
How's
air
the
is where the air is good to breathe and the water is drinkable and the people can swim in the lakes. That's all good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. As it turns out.
Not to the Republicans. They want to repeal this and block it.
And there's a corporate angle to this,
there
too,
is,
right?
There is. Bryant Esch of the Waupaca Foundry, said the metal casting manufacturer would have used around 1 million gallons of water each day. It has since reduced water use by 72%.
Wow.
Last year, the company also sought to reduce their carbon footprint through electricity use by 30%. So the Republicans don't want any of this to happen, and they want to block local governments and businesses from even trying.
Huh.
Just stunning.
Yeah, the environment is in trouble, and I don't understand anybody who isn't working toward it instead of away from it.
Mark Texson, he says, we had a tornado in Wisconsin in February, and climate change isn't real.
Right.
Yeah,
good point.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it is evolving. My brother had a condo in California right on the edge, San Clemente, sold it 5 years ago, and this year the rocks down front fell in.
Wow.
It's happening. He's like, I can't believe I got out of there in time.
Yeah, sold it at the right time.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's not my method. I buy high, sell low. I think it's not right, but I don't. I can't figure it out.
Well, you know, the lakefront here in Lake Michigan, that waterfront is crumbling as well.
Is it?
Up
in Evanston.
It's costing a lot of money to put up walls and rock
rocks
and support systems for the cliffs. There are homes on those cliffs. It's really a bad situation getting worse.
Yeah.
And now we don't even have any snow to impact the environment, and supply us our drinking water.
Right.
You know?
I'm worried about the farms this summer.
And the farms are going to have a problem. That may be a question we'll ask the farm babe when we have her as a guest soon.
Pam Yonke.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
She knows everything.
She does. She does. The farmers are having a problem. You know, they have... I guess there was a court decision in Arizona banning a certain herbicide, and that may impact what farmers are able to do in this state, and that's why we want to get here on the program and ask her questions about that, because if they can't use that, the soybean crops are in deep, deep trouble.
But pesticides are important.
Well,
keep the plants
pesticide
from being killed off, right?
But it's just not a pesticide. Oh. It's an herbicide, and
it
prevents weeds.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And the weeds can, shut out a lot of the plants and destroy the crops. So what they want to do is they want to use it in, soybean crops and I guess other crops are not affected by dicamba. So that's the herbicide that they want to put on.
Dicamba.
Yep.
And it's not unhealthy for the earth?
Mm.
It was banned for a reason, I suspect.
Yeah, it is.
I need more information.
It's not bad for the earth, but it does blow into other areas, like, nearby.
Killing my flowers and my little garden.
Right.
Okay.
We don't care about your flowers or your garden.
18 past the hour, coming up in just a few minutes, State Assembly Representative Francesca Hong will join us.
Excellent.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM from the capital city of Wisconsin. The legislature is not in session yet, you know.
Sleeping
may,
in?
May take a while. they're working awful they don't get up hard early. Over
Do they
there.
Go by our window? Do you see them just walking up the Capitol?
They kind of stroll up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, leisurely. Yeah. 21 past the hour, and highs today in the mid-40s for your Valentine's Day. It's going to be beautiful all day long.
Yeah.
Hey, you heard this story?
This is
just unbelievable. Trump is stealing money from a dog rescue charity, they found out after doing some research.
Oh, God.
You know, a lot of these IRS things are starting to leak out, and the story is... this dog charity, the IRS filings show that the group has spent, and I think they're talking about his one of his PACs or one of his campaign charitable, you know, is what am I trying to say? The fundraising groups.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. They spent as much as $225,000 at Mar-a-Lago and about $1.9 million on Trump's golf course. They stole this money from a dog rescue charity.
How is this possible?
Since Laura Trump, the wife of Eric Trump, she was the chairwoman for this charity in 2018. We're reaching back 6 years to find this information out. The dog rescue charity linked to Laura Trump's funneling money right into Donald Trump's pocket, $225,000 in fundraising costs and $1.9 million for the golf course, because the golf course needed some work. Yeah. You know, you got to maintain the, you got to cut the grass, you got to work on different parts of the golf course, the golf club. Yeah, well, it's, you know, just, maybe, why not?
Maybe that's
you got it. The money's out there. Let's invest in Mar-a-Lago for the charitable. Take the money away from the dog charity.
Yeah. I should have started a dog charity myself for my own lawn. This sounds like a really good idea. By the way, a lot of things have happened with the Trumps. They had to shut down one fake charity.
Yeah.
So way back when, then they have, of course, the fake university.
Which he's trying to redo. He's putting together another.
Is that right?
Something. Yes. What was that? He wants
it's a universal American college.
Something of,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where you can, if you didn't get a degree, you could just go online and get one.
Yeah.
If you got a bachelor's degree, if you didn't get
Why
it,
not?
If you didn't finish college,
yeah.
Get that bachelor's online at a Trump college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Once again, resume killer.
This is not going well, folks. You can't elect this guy, no matter what.
Can't make
it up. My gosh. There was a $2 million charity abuse judgment against Trump.
Yeah.
Another charity.
So this is within the 91 indictments? Or
they
the
just
91
continue to set them up.
Charges?
Nothing stopping them from setting this stuff up.
And I've got a whole list here. I was going to read it one day, and one of these days I might.
Okay.
How about today?
But not today.
Not today. I'm
really?
Going to just tease you. I'm teasing you for the rest of the week.
No. Okay. Are we going to get our guest in here?
Do you want to do it now? No, not later.
A few minutes.
All right. All right.
You can actually speak. You know, we can read your lips, but you could also speak, Sam. Forget that. I don't want to.
No, don't do that.
I gotta remain mysterious whenever I'm on the air.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Our guest,
I'm a rare appearance.
Okay.
Our guest is in the green room right now, Francesca Hong, a representative from the 76th District, the state assembly rep. So if you have questions for her, you want to get in now, you can call us 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us there, and we'll be talking to her about 10 minutes.
You know, one of the infuriating things about this is that we keep talking about Trump and giving him press all the time because he's such an incompetent individual. Now there is a poll out that just infuriates everyone. Get this. People are blaming the Republicans in Congress, 53%, for the border deal failure. Okay.
Okay.
Democrats, 51%. Okay. That's pretty even, right?
Yep.
Biden gets 49% blame. And Trump, 39%.
Well,
and
he blew up the deal.
Yes. Biden strongly supported the deal, even promised to close the border down if they approve the bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. While Trump explicitly and repeatedly called on Republicans to kill it.
Yeah.
And the Senate Republicans were on board with the deal. In fact, they had worked on this for something like 8 or 9 months with the Senate Democrats. The deal was all but done.
Yeah. And in fact, Trump even asked all of the other senators and Republicans to blame him for killing the border deal. And still, people blame Biden for this, not Trump.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's president right now, so that makes sense that people are blaming the current president.
American, well, you wouldn't know it by how much press Trump is getting and how much control he has right now over the party. Americans trust Trump over Biden to handle immigration by 44% to 26%.
That's unreal.
Even numerous Republicans said openly that Trump was the reason for killing the bill, even suggesting that he demanded its demise to give himself an issue against President Biden. You can't come right out and say it like that without somebody paying attention? Come on, folks.
Come on, people.
Oh, man, it's just crazy. Okay, you know, and you want to get down on the voters too badly here, but you got to pay attention to what's going on out there. You just can't blindly follow this guy like some kind of, you know, second coming.
Well, that's exactly what they do want to do. They don't want to have to do the work of investigating, looking at newspapers, picking them up off their lawn, and learning.
But
it's easier to just trust.
You're exactly right that he takes the spotlight because of the trials going on, all the litigation that's happening. He's in the headlines every single day for something stupid that he said at a rally or something outrageous. He's just continuing to grab the media attention and the Biden attention, you know, that the media pays.
He's struggling
very
to get
little.
Out there to get his message
Biden
out
Biden can't
there.
Get the message out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're not supposed to be talking about him then. Let's not.
But it's all. But you know, it has so much to do with the voters themselves. They should be asking questions. They should be angry about all of this. They should be certainly putting him on the spot, but they don't. And just to give you even a better example, for those of you who wonder how a rapist can be the Republicans' current favorite pick for president, get this. This is a headline. Republican candidate charged with murdering cancer-stricken wife wins primary from jail.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, you think it can't get worse as I kept reading it. It got worse, sir.
In
worse-er.
The sentence. Where is that?
I don't know. This was just posted like that. This is an actual headline.
Mm. Oh, well.
We'll have to do
you?
A little deep research here.
I know the person who tweeted this. They are a very credible news person.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
All right. We've got news, sports, and weather straight ahead. And in just a few minutes, Francesca Hong, the state representative for the 76th District in Wisconsin.
I'm clearing
Yes. Oh, she's she represents the Isthmus.
Catherine Lake, and our guest in the studio, leaving. Oh, but she'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back.
Yeah.
listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
It's one of the busiest days in a calendar year for our Wisconsin florists. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. That's right, Valentine's Day, one of the busiest days for most of our Wisconsin florists, and they're not necessarily sure what you're going to be looking for. Nicole Campbell is the owner and operator of Petal Pusher Floral Studio in Green Bay. She also happens to be the president of the Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Florists Association. She said, just like the food you consume, a lot of people that are buying flowers for Valentine's Day want to know where they came from.
We are definitely seeing a lot more customers start to ask about where their flowers are grown, caring about focusing on local options if there is a local, you know, product available. So that's really exciting to see. I think that's happening as a trend across the floral industry. And then that opens up new products that otherwise we couldn't always get. You know, there are some products that just don't handle being shipped well, like Cosmos daisies and Feverfew and some of those more delicate blooms, that now, if because they can be grown locally and farmers are starting to do that, they're becoming more readily available. So it actually improves the variety of things we can work with, which is really exciting.
Nicole Campbell, she is the president of the Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Florists Association. She said the most requested flowers she'll work with today as far as Valentine's Day include, of course, roses, plus other favorites like sunflowers and hydrangea.
Attention farmers and contractors, it's that time of year again. Time to spring clean your sheds and sell your equipment with Steffes Group at the upcoming Wisconsin Area Equipment Auction closing March 27th. Showcase your equipment to the right buyers and maximize your sale potential. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. That's steffesgroup.com.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And they released some of the data from the 2022 USDA Census of Agriculture Survey. What it found is that we have fewer farms, but the farms continue to get bigger. We're also seeing an uptick of young farmers under the age of 35 involved in the business. We also now have 36% of all farmers in the United States that are women. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Sunny and mild today. We'll get to 45 for a high this afternoon with a nice light breeze from the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, some rain, eventually mixing with snow late tonight. Our low down to 31 tomorrow. A little light snow in the morning, then mostly sunny. And it will be cooler tomorrow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7, WMDX.
Country music. Mad Radio. WMDX.
Did we flip the format in the last few minutes? What's going on?
I guess we have 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We are now a country station.
No. You're a Dolly Parton station.
Dolly Parton station.
Yeah. All Dolly, all the time.
Oh, there love you it. Go. You're going to gain so many more listeners now. Uh-huh.
Our special guest, Wisconsin State Representative Francesca Hong from the 76th District, which, by the way, we're sitting right in. Mm-hmm. It's the whole Isthmus area. Pretty much. Before we get to some of the deep probing, important questions of the day that we have, we consider the most important questions of the day, let's find out what the Democrats are doing today. We never hear about what the Democrats are proposing, what they have planned, none of their legislation, their bills. Please fill us in.
We have breaking news here. Yeah.
You know, the Democrats today and every day have been fighting for working families and economic security for all. We introduced legislation that helps with expanding housing that's affordable, support for child care providers. And I am so excited to announce that later today in the Capitol, we will be introducing legislation that will ensure paid leave for all working Wisconsinites.
Excellent. And is that the one that's going to the full floor here?
No. That we had a historic moment this past session where a bill that would include Asian American history in all of our K-12 Wisconsin schools has moved past the public hearing stage, past the executive stage, and in the assembly, it will get a full vote most likely next Tuesday.
Oh, excellent. Great.
That's great news.
I don't want to get past the pay thing. We, you know, that was banned by the Republicans during the Walker administration because communities, cities were passing this paid leave bill on their own. And they were doing it and they had full approval. Milwaukee passed it. Overwhelmingly, the voters approved this. And then the Republicans didn't like that because, you know, people were getting something for free. And they banned it statewide. They love local control, except when it has something to do with
our schools, our health care.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Everything else, right? Yeah. All of the above. So that's really an important bill to push along. And, you know, there are a lot of things that are have been put off by the Walker administration, and then it continues with this this legislature, which was gerrymandered and, you know, just kept us in amber, basically. We can't do anything in this state.
Yeah, when you've had 12 years of essentially obstructionist government that is hell-bent on taking away the rights of Wisconsinites, defunding our public school, ensuring that our local communities don't have what they need in terms of services by not having shared revenue, I think we're looking at a Wisconsin that used to be leading in progressive values and ideas. And now, like most of the Republican Party, they're hell-bent on taking us back to a place that I think nobody wants to go to.
Right. In fact, I heard one of the Republicans say something. I wish I had it on tape, but I remember that they said that now that we've paid for everything, we're going to give tax cuts. And I'm thinking, you didn't pay for anything. You know?
Why do you think we have a $7 billion surplus? Because we haven't been funding our local municipalities and our counties. So that impacts people like EMS and our firefighters and road signs and making sure our cities can do what they need to do. Right. Our public schools have been absolutely starving for resources, especially when it comes to special education. And to be perfectly honest, they have not been, they've actually been leading advocates for anti-democracy. And so I think when you see it harder to for people to take votes and go to the polls, and when it's harder for folks to be able to participate in the democracy, it's easier for Republicans to take control.
Talking with Francesca Hong, a state assembly representative, if you'd like to give us a call or text us a question, 608-879-8255. Fran, what else is on your to-do list currently?
Well, In the restaurant industry, we call that a prep list, and we've got a lot on the prep list. We want to make sure that we have fair maps. We want to make sure that Wisconsinites have access to affordable health care. We want to make sure that we're capping prescription drug prices. We want to make sure that there's economic security, that working families shouldn't have to choose between, can I make sure my kids can get a healthy meal at school and pay for that, versus making sure that we have affordable and actual connectivity, especially for our rural folks, to make sure they have access to broadband. And I have to say, you know, one of the biggest priorities has been healthy school meals for all. Mm-hmm. We introduced back in October, a bill that would ensure all K-12 schools, including charter and voucher schools, would have free breakfast and lunch for all of our students.
Excellent. And that's during the summer?
Yes.
Months as well.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's approved.
Not yet. No,
not
yet. Apparently it's on the national Republican agenda to make sure that we're not feeding kids.
Exactly.
Look at
they're
Iowa,
turning,
look at
they're
Oklahoma.
They're turning away federal money they don't want to pay for
it's
kids eating in the
absurd.
Summer.
Yeah,
why would they do that? I mean, the money is there, and
they have
kids
a track
need to eat in the summertime.
Of, yeah,
you know?
They have a track record of really using our kids as political footballs to try to uphold their values that, you know, they don't have any.
Are they protecting the kids from bad school lunches? Is that what their excuse is?
No, they just don't like anything where, you know, we want to support our families.
There's sausage making, and I want to hear some of the backdoor comments on this, like, because it's just crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Republicans are against the Environmental Sustainability Energy Program.
The Green Tier Program.
The Green Tier Program. What are some of the excuses that they used for this absurd attempt to repeal it and block localities from even participating? What is it?
The Republicans have had a track record of trying to undermine our state agencies that actually do the work. They have no idea how policy is implemented, right? So they have these ideas, but they have no idea how it actually works. Programs like the Green Tier programs help our businesses ensure that they have better efficiencies and can put in more climate-friendly policies that help their business.
Right, save
so
money.
In a sense, this is an anti-business policy to try to remove the Green Tier programs from the DNR. But it follows,
They're paranoid about the UN.
Well, and they don't believe in climate change either, most of them. So.
That's true.
How can they not? I mean, we had tornadoes in February.
But it's still cold in winter.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. how about the most recent issue is the 18% drop in school bus drivers statewide. That's a huge problem. It sounds like it's getting worse because of retirements of the aged senior bus drivers out there. It seems like this is something the legislature needs to deal with, and they need to dole out a little bit more money to the school districts throughout the state in order for them to pay more money to these bus drivers to attract those bus drivers to get into the business in the first place, and then train them and then have more, school buses out there to help people get to school.
Absolutely. We need to be adequately funding our schools and ensuring that school boards have local control in addressing some of these very serious issues. I will say there has been some bipartisan effort to ensure that school board members can become bus drivers as well. But instead of looking for these stopgap measures, or what I like to say, putting a Band-Aid on the hemorrhaging, we have to make systemic changes and address the problem at its root. And that all comes down to fully funding our public schools. Regardless of where your kid goes to school, we know that a public school is the heart of every community. If we fund them, if they are healthy and cool, you will see more communities thrive.
Right.
Can we talk about a little bit about the map redistricting? Where does that stand now? What's going to happen next?
Democrats are absolutely committed to fair maps and the process for fair maps. And I think that we are on two parallel tracks, one that can go through a legislature that has no track record of ever passing fair maps and ever wanting fair maps, and then through the court process. And so we did have a vote, but I think that we ultimately want to follow what the public has wanted and what we saw Wisconsinites when they turned out last spring for Judge Janet Protasiewicz, that they want to ensure that these fair maps are actually fair. And the legislature has not been trusted. I should say not just the legislature. Robin Voss cannot be trusted to actually ensure fair maps. And I'll also say this. If it's kind of absurd to think about the people you might be voting for are drawing your maps, right?
Right.
Like that, right. To me, is... Yeah. Not how I want my democracy to work. But again, we are, as Democrats, committed to fair maps, committed to public input. And what we're hearing from Wisconsinites is they want to maintain, we have to maintain public trust too. And that means ensuring that the maps are actually fair.
Yeah, see, I would have preferred having the Supreme Court take this on and go with their maps, whatever they recommend, instead of having the Republicans come up with signing Evers maps and then approving it that way and bypassing the Supreme Court completely. I just want it out of every political hand that is in the pot at this point. You know, I just want the Supreme Court to do this thing and settle it once and for all. Tell us about the amendments that were added to this, to Governor Evers' maps that they approved, both the Senate and the Assembly?
Yes. So State Senator Mark Spreitzer had a great statement yesterday after the Senate took a vote on the governor's maps. And there is, my understanding is that, you know, this would, if these maps were to go through, that there's a potential that those who are in a recall situation, like the speaker, or if there are vacant seats, that we may not be able to have elections for those seats. And so it's wow. very difficult yeah. for me, and I think a lot of Wisconsinites, to trust the speaker. And I think that in order to ensure fair maps, you know, we want this to, let me backtrack. Gerrymandering should be a crime, yeah. and you try crimes in court.
There you go. I never thought about that, but that is a good suggestion.
Just a few minutes left here. We're talking to Francesca Hong, state representative, assembly rep from the 76th District. Now, I heard a rumor, and I know this is a rumor.
We get those rumors. We hear things on the street.
We hear the coffee really sucks in the Capitol dome. Is that true? Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe you need better coffee for everybody up there.
You know,
what's the deal with that?
Our clerk and sergeant staff do an amazing job of setting up that coffee. I want to just make sure that they know it's not their fault that the coffee sucks.
Okay.
But
right.
maybe we'd have some, you know, less crabby and more smiley legislators if we had better coffee.
You know, that might be the solution right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could fix democracy with one change.
There you go. And it's not political either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think you'd get some bipartisan support for better coffee.
I've been saying that coffee is a solution to everything, and now it's been confirmed.
We might have some independents who are out here being all about the tea, though.
Oh,
so.
Really? Is that a problem?
Well, it's too watery. We don't
who wants brown water?
I don't like it at all. Okay, we should talk about affordable housing. Because I know that, you know, we have some problems with affordable housing. The PSC is involved in this thing with single metering. Are you familiar with the topic of single metering for properties? We have two converted hotels in the area, and they have single metering. And what they're doing is they're including all utilities in the rent, and that makes it very inexpensive for the rent, because then they don't have to pay bills, and you can't shut people off if there is just one single meter instead of each meter for each apartment. So it really helps affordable housing get built in this town. We need that at the PSC. They have exemptions that they have allowed in the past. Is there anything that the legislature, you think, can do to add, you know, perhaps a bill or allow single metering if, in fact, it has to do with environmental sustainability. Oh, doggone it.
We just have a minute here.
If you know of a legislator that can really massage that relationship with those at the PSC, you let me know. You know, there are some tensions that go across party lines, but you're absolutely right. I know of a project over on the east side that is, you know, potentially the construction could be delayed because of not being able to access single metering. And I think that there are so many things we can do in the state legislature to also allow for our local municipalities to have a little bit more flexibility and making sure it's not just about affordable housing, it's about making all housing affordable.
That's exactly it.
Francesca Haugh, thank you for being with us this morning.
Absolutely.
Come back again sometime.
I would love to. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African-American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. In 1948, President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is black. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah.
Okay.
The look of
love. You guys need help.
This was your selection?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this song.
It's Valentine's Day. We're playing some love songs.
This was a great song during the early MTV years. And really? They used to have movies, basically, from these groups. These groups would put together maybe a 15, 20-minute movie in regards to their entire album. And I remember ABC having the Look of Love movie, and it was just, it was funny.
This is like the
ridiculous
progression of MTV. I don't remember these movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
You got what were you thinking?
Another group had also put together a movie.
A movie.
Yeah.
About the whole album.
They're short little.
Well, short is 20 minutes. That's a lot.
20 minutes is a long time. Yeah. But they feature a lot of songs out of their album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
when albums were albums.
Great song. Look of love. You
John,
gotta love that.
If you want to feel old for a second.
just a second.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that.
I was born after MTV stopped showing music videos.
Oh my God. There are so many of those stories.
That is fun.
Thanks Sam.
That.
Appreciate
that's
it.
Crazy.
Jesus.
I just love that.
Okay.
Little kid.
Man.
Once again, we want to thank State Assembly Rep Francesca Haugh for joining us this morning.
That was an interesting conversation.
She was, yeah.
That was good.
It was great.
Yeah. Informative. Yeah. Isthmus. She takes care of the Isthmus and the Near East Side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's cue up cut 270 if you can.
What do you got?
I want to get into this story here. Charlie Sykes.
You
know,
a lot of the lefties don't like Charlie no matter what, even if he's a no-Trumper, even if he's kind of converted and he's supporting Democrats at this point. They hate him because of what he has created in this state. A lot of divide. But anyway, I like Charlie. He's blocked me on Twitter. That's fine.
Why would he block you?
A long time ago, he blocked me. I don't know why. I have no clue. And it bothers me to this day. I want to get his tweets, but or X's, whatever. X's. See, you can't make a form of a letter in the alphabet. You just can't make a form of it. You know, Xer or re-X.
Or, you know, you I see what you're saying.
You can't do that.
Grammatically, you can't.
It's just Elon is such an idiot.
idiot savant.
Yeah. Anyway, Charlie writes, Trump's comments saying he would allow Russia to attack NATO is consistent with what he has been saying for years. He is signaling weakness, appeasement, and surrender. One of the consistent things about Trump has been his willingness to bow a knee to Putin.
This comment over the weekend is not a one-off. It is consistent with what Donald Trump has been saying for years, what he has been signaling for years.
Exactly.
And the rest of the world is listening to this. And, you know, the way to start wars, of course, is to have miscalculations. And he is signaling weakness. He is signaling appeasement. He is signaling surrender. So there are real world consequences to the things that Donald Trump is saying. And of all of the things, you know, this is a very inconsistent, very erratic man. But one of the consistent things about Donald Trump has been his willingness to bow his knee to Vladimir Putin, to ask for favors from Vladimir
constantly.
Putin. He will attack everyone in the world. I can't find any reference where he's ever criticized Vladimir Putin. Mm-mm. And again, we have NATO watching. Our allies are watching. Vladimir Putin is watching. The Chinese are watching what Donald Trump is saying. And again, as the Wall Street Journal points out, this is not just an off-the-cuff remark at a rally. This comes amid his campaign to basically kneecap the aid to Ukraine right now. People want to take this very, very seriously because it feels as if we are sleepwalking into a global catastrophe while we're focusing on maybe some of the atmospherics of American politics. But this is real, and it will have real world consequences, as the admiral said.
And we aren't really paying attention to all of that. I guess a lot of pundits got very angry about the fact that, you know, the major newspapers in the country did not headline his comments. It was not a front page story that he took on NATO again. This is like one of the biggest stories. It makes the entire globe uneasy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's definitely something to never forget and often bring up if there's going to be any presidential debates. This is going to be one of the biggest topics ever. I think it's a strong suit for Biden as well. I mean, this guy has been doing this for so many years, you know, talking to the rest of the world as a senator. I think this is going to be one of the big campaign issues. And he's already drawn a very tough line now on Israel.
Biden has drawn.
He's definitely, he's put a standard in basically for getting money to Israel. If they don't meet those standards, they don't get the money. It's about damn time. A lot of Gen Zers, my kids, were very angry with Biden for not doing something about what they call genocide in the Gaza, and they wanted a ceasefire, and he has not pulled that trigger yet,
so to speak.
But we've got to definitely do something about it. And I think this is the first step anyway for Biden. We'll see.
You're making me all grumpy at the end of the show here. For God's sakes, can we talk about something nice?
Well, is there something happy that we can bring up here?
Well, it's still Valentine's Day.
Right?
Still have that.
That's not happy.
I got one.
Okay.
I got a text.
What do you got, Jared?
I got a text from our Brian Kelly, our brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
He's my APD, my assistant program director, and he's been with this company for a long time. Very smart guy.
Yeah.
Everyone, big deal in the MLB, Jenny Connor becomes the first female primary play-by-play voice in Major Baseball.
Wow. Major League Baseball?
Female.
Wow.
Play-by-play.
She isn't going to last long.
You know what?
Shut up.
What team? Did you mention who's that for?
We're going to get Terry Bell is going to have to tell us all about that.
All right, okay.
Guy got me drunk last night.
What is her name again?
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
That's what our producer's for right
here. Jenny Kavnar.
Okay.
That's how I'm reading it. C-A-V-N-A-R. Jenny Kavnar, first female primary play-by-play voice in Major League Baseball history.
That's good for her. Great.
That's why I'm
tremendous.
Here, bringing the estrogen, as little as I have left, bringing it to this morning show.
John, you should bring your dog on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Yes.
Girl power.
Yes.
Yep.
Could she handle being in the studio?
No,
she could not.
Out. She's hyper.
She is very hyper.
Yeah.
We'd
hyper.
Be distracted.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right.
Just, you know, we always say, you know, in the morning, first thing in the morning, letting out the Kraken.
That's right.
She's a Kraken.
God.
All good.
What's
she
her
thinks
name?
The world revolves around her, a dog. thinks the world is a. Got to do everything she wants to do.
It does revolve around her now, I suspect.
And what is the dog's name again?
Power.
Power.
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
That's cute.
Yeah. Girl power.
Girl power.
Hey, once again, we want to thank Francesca Hong for being with us today. Also, Catherine Lake. Thank you for being our special guest.
Yes,
we really didn't need your voice in here.
Whatever.
That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mwah.
Oh.
We love you.
Don't fall for that.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people gonna say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.